The federal agency that's looking for an up-to-date cancer study is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC. It's asking the National Academy of Sciences to do that study, but the Academy has not made up its mind. The Academy asked the NRC, the nuclear power industry, and the public to explain why a new study is even necessary. It broadcast that hearing over the internet.
First speaker is Sarah Sauer, private citizen.
Sarah Sauer is 16, but she looks much younger.
I am one of the statistics that you will be studying. When I was 7 years old, I was diagnosed with brain cancer. I hope that in this study, you will remember who you're doing this for.
Thank you, Sarah. Let me invite your parents to say something if they'd like to.
I am Cynthia Sauer, Sarah's mom. For my family and I, this study is long overdue. 9 years ago today, Sarah was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. The pain has been so shattering that we still cannot give it words.
Cynthia Sauer tells the National Academy how her family once lived near the Dresden Nuclear Power Station. That's about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. She had learned that the power plant leaked radioactive water years ago. Now, Cynthia Sauer can't say for sure that the plant caused Sarah's cancer, but she wonders because other kids were diagnosed with cancer too.
I began searching for answers to my questions regarding the leaks and the numbers of children diagnosed with cancer in our small town.
Cynthia Sauer turned to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The NRC tells people that living near nuclear power plants does not pose extra risk for cancer, and it points to a particular study finished 20 years ago.
The scientists in the ad hoc committee statement clearly stated the study was flawed and that further monitoring and investigation was needed.
So what are the flaws? Well, for one, the old study concluded that people living near nuclear power plants do not face extra risk of dying from cancer. But it did not answer whether they're at risk of getting cancer. It ignored cancer survivors or people who moved before dying of the disease. Sauer tells the Academy that this is why we need a new cancer study, and we just can't be confident in the old one. And this is a problem because at least 3 million people live within 10 miles of a nuclear power plant. Some U.S. congressmen want this safety issue settled, and in fact, so does the nuclear power industry. Ralph Anderson is with the Nuclear Energy Institute, a trade group. He tells the Academy that other studies suggest power plants are safe, so the industry has nothing to worry about when it comes to a new study. That is, unless the Academy misinterprets results.
There have been studies where people simply collect the data and then let the computer go to work to bend the data in a wide variety of ways. We have been the victim of a number of studies that have done precisely that. So you end up with weird age groups and things like that because the data is carefully selected to prove the point. That's what we'd like to see avoided.
So the public, the government, and industry want some kind of follow-up study on cancer rates near nuclear power plants. But even that might not be enough for the National Academy of Sciences to move forward. You see, many scientists say we can't even begin good studies because it's hard to collect the necessary data. In fact, one group that says that is the same group that conducted the original cancer study 20 years ago. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.